Netanyahu to Mark Levin, George Soros is aligned with Hamas, Iran. By Joel B. Polak on August 15, 2025. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told conservative radio host Mark Levin on Thursday that George Soros had aligned with Hamas and Iran in the war against Israel, a war in the field, and the media. Levin asked Netanyahu about the rise of anti-Semitism in the wake of the October 7, 2023, terror attack by Hamas, in which 1,200 Israelis were killed and over 250 people were taken hostage to Gaza. He said, "This is a campaign of vilification and lies that is perpetrated by Hamas. But it's given a tailwind by various NGOs, non-governmental organizations, the same people who do Antifa and these other incredible anti-American protests, funded by Qatar and Iran, and perhaps by other powers in the world, and certainly by NGOs like the Soros, Open Society, Foundation and others that you know. So they're sort of ganging up on Israel, not only ganging up in the field, and we have to fight the Iran terror axis of which Hamas is a part. And it's led by Iran, but it's also the battle for truth and the puncturing of lies that they put forth on Israel." The Open Society Foundations, created by billionaire left-wing Democratic Party megadonor George Soros and controlled by his son, Alex Soros, funds organizations that often have a radical agenda. Soros himself, while a Jewish survivor of the Holocaust, is vehemently anti-Israel, and has funded groups such as J Street that oppose Israeli government policy and often seek to vilify Israel in the media and on Capitol Hill. Netanyahu spoke about the situation in Gaza, saying that while there was no starvation, there was a situation of deprivation that had been created by Hamas, which steals aid provided by the United Nations and others. He said that Israel was leading a humanitarian surge, including airdrops of aid and the distribution of aid directly to individual Palestinians through the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation at safe distribution sites. Netanyahu connected the groups marching against Israel to the groups marching against America, whether in Iran or on U.S. university campuses. They don't only burn Israeli flags, they also burn American flags. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.